And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you this Sunday. My name is Jo Stanley and joining me is Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hi there, Zoe.
Good morning, team. How are we doing?
Good to see you. And pharmacist Leah Bartolotta is with us as well.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
It's so nice to see the two of you. And, you know, today it's a really important conversation that I feel like we haven't touched on this so much on the House of Wellness. We're talking about spinal cord injury. Mm. Now, if you or someone you know has experienced spinal cord injury, you would be very aware just how devastating it can be and how debilitating. But what I didn't know is that 20,000 Australians living with a spinal cord injury. That's more than I actually realised.
And I think the key thing is that how are they being supported? I mean, what are the facilities? I mean, what we don't want is when someone goes through a devastating injury like this to then feel further isolated by just not having the knowledge and support out there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point you make, Zoe, because accessibility is so important. And so the implications are far beyond the physical. It's about being, you know, marginalised because you can't necessarily go back to work or, you know, how you actually access all the areas of your life that you did before the injury.
Yeah, definitely. We've not, you know, when we look at sort of those basic facilities that we take for granted, like going to the toilet, you know, accessibility in shopping malls as well, how can we actually sort of normalise this conversation? Because again, what you don't want to be doing is sort of pushing these sort of obvious things out to people. But again, just more education, I think, is the key thing.
Yeah, which is why, in like with so many things, research is absolutely critical to improving lives. And today we'll be joined by Associate Professor Doug Brown, the founder and director of the Spinal Research Institute. We'll learn the common causes of spinal cord injuries, the health complications that come with it, and the current research being done. Also joining us on today, friend of the show, Dr. Ross Walker, an integrative cardiologist and Nine Radio Network broadcaster. He's back to talk about mitochondrial health. It's not a word I use often, Leah. Mitochondrial.
Oh, mitochondria. We're talking energy. We're talking the heart. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one whenever we have Dr. Ross Walker on. And we do love to talk about sleep on our show because...
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
well, how often do we talk about it? Because 2 out of 5 of us struggle to get adequate sleep.
So many people can't sleep. So this will be a big topic to talk about as well.
Yeah.
And we've got some great things to tell you about that as well later on in the show.
Yeah, we're talking, I mean, it's magnesium is one of the things we're talking about that supports healthy sleep patterns. But, yeah, anything that's going to help us get some lovely restful sleep, we're here for. Would you not agree, Zoe?
I couldn't think of anything better. That's not just about how much we want quality, please.
Yes. And, of course, we welcome your calls, 131-873. Any questions that you might have to support your health, we have Zoe and Leah both here with a wealth of knowledge, whether it's a supplement to take or something that you might wish to eat or perhaps not eat, take out of your diet, how to move your body, all those sorts of questions. We welcome those from you, 131-873. Give us a call. Next up, what you need to know about spinal cord injury.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131-873 is our number. Give us a call right now if you have any questions to support your health, and we will get to your questions in just a moment. But first, currently here in Australia, some 20,000 people are living with a spinal cord injury, with 1 to 2 new injuries daily. Associate Professor Doug Brown, the founder and director of the Spinal Research Institute, joins us now. Good morning there, Doug.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. It's great to have you. Now, I mean, this might seem like a simple question, but what actually is a spinal cord injury?
A spinal cord injury is damage to the nerve tissue that is encased in the vertebral column, the spine, and connects the brain with the rest of the body. So it's a major control route for our function.
It's interesting, Doug, because my brother's best friend had an injury on a motorbike. But again, we seem like that's the most common thing, particularly for young people. And I think what it was is there was such a lack of education on how to support him from our end. We were all very sort of tenuous about what to do. What do you think, obviously, you know, what are some of the common causes? And more the point is that how can we support these people?
The common cause is an accident such as a car accident in younger people, motorbike, motor vehicle of one sort or another. In older people, it's falls, say 65 and above, it tends to be falls off ladders, downstairs, even falling over in the street has complications of spinal cord injury and vertebral damage in older people because of the fragility of the vertebral column. It's so rigid and fragile. The damage can be prevented, obviously, by the things that we know about, such as seat belts and cars with the crumple zone, helmets and proper clothing for motorbike riders. But really, it's a lot about also personal awareness, not taking risks unnecessarily, and things that we all have heard about, but at the spur of the moment or at the time, people forget about them, I think.
And tell me, what are some of the health implications of living with a spinal cord injury?
Spinal cord injury, because the spinal cord is nerve tissue that is conducting information from the body to the brain, from the brain to the body, affects every organ system. So not only the skin, walking, bladder function, bowel function, sexual function, breathing, can't cough very often, sleep apnea, everybody's system, and has enormous psychological impacts as well. So it's really a big deal, not just a small thing. And it can be partial or it can be complete. And it can be from the below the arms, affecting the trunk and legs, or quadriplegia affects all four limbs, so it's a damage to the spinal cord in the neck.
It's interesting. So obviously these people have gone through such a tremendous accident, and the last thing we want to do is socially marginalise them and remove them from society. How do we get these people back to, inverted commas, a normal life? What can we actually do? Is that about changing facilities, changing awareness?
All of those things can be of help, and a good rehab program with physical and psychological support can enable people to maximise their quality of life. Given the situation that we are in today, we cannot at the moment fix the cord, and we cannot necessarily prevent all the complications that are consequences of damage to control and function of organ systems in the body. And that's where we could make a difference if, with research that deals with each of those organ systems that is impaired by the spinal cord damage, bowel and bladder, skin, respiratory function, and so on. And research could make a difference there to diminish the complications that come from those disorders of function. And the problem is that there is a lot of research done, but it's small scale research because the numbers are not that great. There's one new spinal cord injury per day in Australia, but there's one stroke and one heart attack every 9 minutes. The numbers are much, much, much smaller. And so in any local area, there are not a lot of people for research projects. So that the research projects done are small and not conclusive because they're not big enough to get statistical significance. So what we can do is to combine the research project in a number of organisations and spinal cord services around the country and in the world to have a big study that will come up with statistically significant and scientifically valid outcomes. And if they're positive, then, of course, we can make a difference because we can implement those results into practice.
Now, talking about research, you founded the Spinal Research Institute in 2011, which is non-for-profit, by the way. What does it do?
Well, its aim is to develop those collaborative networks so that people will work together to have a big study. Instead of my research, little local studies that are not conclusive, we want it to be our research, which is a multi-centre studies that are big enough to come up with answers that, if positive, will make a big difference to people's lives, and if negative, will stop research in an area that's a dead end.
And when it comes to sort of undertaking particular research, what would you say is kind of working, or where do you feel that the support needs to go into a little bit more?
The research needs to go into developing collaborative networks, and the Spinal Research Institute has developed an online hub where researchers around the world can start to network. We also sponsor young researchers to the International Spinal Conference so that they can network personally and develop that trust and understanding between each other and share ideas and start to develop collaborations. We are also working with the spinal cord injured populations, people with spinal cord injury and their families, and that, because they are critical to the study, not just, as has been in the past, as subjects, but also they can inform the researcher, you can do this, but this is what we really need, and help direct them down to research paths that will be beneficial to the people with spinal cord injury. And that knowledge and the practicalities, how you can do it in people who have tears often or have difficulties getting up and getting going, it takes them longer, that can change the protocol for the research to make it more acceptable to people to be part of it. And we think empowering the people with spinal cord injury is vital to get the best outcome in these multi-centre studies. And also, if it's positive, they are the best advocates for its introduction into health policy and health practice and community at large, to decrease the marginalisation and increase the participation in society, which is the normal thing. A lot of people have disabilities, but if they're involved in society, life is fuller. And so that's great. What we're really working towards.
So, Doug, are you actively inviting people with lived experience of spinal cord injury to engage with your research institute?
We want people with spinal cord injuries to understand the research process so that they can make the contribution. And we actually have a program. And so we are looking to get people who are wanting to know how research works and how they can contribute. And we have a person actually dedicated to a community engagement program so that we can help them to understand their role and be confident to contribute and empowered to contribute, and also then to carry the result into practice.
Amazing. So the website is thesri.org. If you head along to thesri.org, then we can contact you if we wish to be involved?
Certainly can, because that would be great to have as many people involved, and not only people with spinal cord injury, but, you know, we're not for profit. We get no government funding. This is critically important to people with spinal cord injury, not just in Victoria, but in Australia and around the world. And so anyone who can donate and help support us so that we can expand the program, instead of being local, like the studies I was talking about, we want to be international too, so collaborating with everyone, bringing everyone into the fold. So that's important. So, yes, you can help by people, by your interests and support, both as consumers, becoming part of the research process, learning how to become actively involved in the research, and as non-consumers, as people without spinal cord injury who can contribute financially to enable this to happen, because without the money you can't do the project, and without the people you can't do the project either. So both parts are really important.
Of course. Well, the website is thesri.org. Thank you so much, Doug. It is no small thing to establish a not-for-profit organisation to conduct this kind of research. So it's really wonderful what you are doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great day. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call right now if you have any questions to support your health. Zoe and Leah are both here to answer those questions. We'll get to those calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed UltraMag magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Panadura at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is pharmacist Leah Bartolotta and nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And, of course, they are here to answer your questions. A wealth of knowledge between you two women. It is amazing. What an opportunity to ask you questions. So do give us a call, 131 873. Before we get to those calls, Zoe, I have a question for you, and I'm sure you've heard this thousands of times. How do I get through that 3 p.m. slump where I am hungry and I'm my cravings are always to snack food that really isn't great for me?
Look, before we sort of jump into the snacks, we kind of need to know what's going on with our hormones. So it's interesting to know that cortisol and insulin are often at their lowest around 3 o'clock. So a little trick is have a snack a little earlier, because then what you're doing is you're sort of jumping ahead of the dip in cortisol. Now, cortisol is that neurochemical that naturally kind of drives us to do things, and insulin is there to kind of give us that carb boost. But the best foods, then what we actually need is things that have protein and low GI foods or good fats as well. So I think if it's kind of some veggie sticks with some avocado, some beautiful hemp seeds and some yogurt, you know, it could be the leftover smoothie. My clients seem to work really well when we've actually got a meal that we save a little bit of. So if it's your chicken sandwich that you have at lunchtime, just save a little bit of it, have it around 2:30, prop up those blood sugar levels that are falling, prop up that cortisol that's naturally falling as well. And remember that often we're not drinking enough water. It can simply be that we're dehydrated through this process. So I love to do a little bit of water with, you know, some apple cider vinegar in it just to boost my gut, and a little bit of some foods like some lovely slow releasing good quality juices in there as well. But go with the veggie type.
Okay, for all the time poor women out there.
You mean me and you and Jo.
I'm flying your flag, girls. So for me, go nuts,
yeah, that's always
almonds
a good one.
And walnuts, great source of essential fatty acids and vitamin E. But guys, the best thing about nuts, you don't have to cook them or prep them. You whack them in a Snap-Lock bag and off you go. So they're my go-to, Zoe. I've got to say, simple, but it works for me.
What's the nut of choice?
Oh, tamari almonds. What? Have you tried them? They're delicious.
Nice. I love it.
What's tamari? Is that a soy sauce sort
of
flavour?
Yeah, find them. They're delicious.
Okay. I think the good one to always go for is walnuts, because walnuts have this added benefit. Not only do they look like the brain, they've got the protein, the good fats, they've got what's called essential fatty or EFAs, DHAs, and something called ALAs. So these are these lipids that we actually need to eat in abundance, but we don't get a lot in our diet. And particularly if you're a vegetarian, it's very hard to get these ALAs. So walnuts are a key one. And macadamias, come on.
Yum.
The Aussie nut.
Yum.
Let's just go with that one.
It is. Well, there's a wonderful article on houseofwellness.com.au at the moment. Step away from empty calories, which is probably how you would describe my afternoon snack. And it's got a huge amount of, like, I think there's 12 amazing recipes, if you want to call them that. Some of them you don't actually have to cook, but great options for snacks to get you through that 3 p.m. slump. Now, you mentioned water, Zoe, drinking enough water. And I did read this article, French girls are drinking artichoke water to de-bloat. What a heading. I couldn't avoid clicking on that one.
I'll take a de-bloat.
We all want to be like a French girl, don't we?
Oh, gosh, that'd be nice.
What is artichoke water? I've never heard of it. Is it a fad?
No, well, artichoke, in essence, helps the liver digest or process. And you often in pharmacy find artichoke featured in a lot of liver blends, if you like. Mm. So my take on artichoke is this: you get improved liver function, better digestion, maybe a reduced bloated experience. I'm not too sure, but yeah, it works for me.
I don't know. Where do you get artichoke water, Zoe?
The kind of thing is that there's not enough nutrients in the actual water itself. So what we are definitely talking about is artichokes, which are incredible. They increase bile production, and that's where often the correlation between our liver support and gallbladder support is. It's because they're actually producing the bile to break down the food. And they've also got things like some cells, some enzymes and some acids in there, which help with what we call the P450 pathway of detoxification. But you need to eat it, or you need to take it in herb form. And unfortunately, I don't think there is enough research nor knowledge. And I think we'd probably be just as effective of increasing our water. The other thing also, particularly things with peri and postmenopausal women, we don't need a lot of this brassica food in our diet. So it can actually be counterintuitive when it comes to bloating as well. So I think we just eat our way to good digestion.
I like it.
Maybe not go with this.
Are you telling me this fad might be just not and not much actually
might
fact
not be real,
to it?
I know. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on what this artichoke water will taste like?
I don't think it sounds particularly appetising, no.
I'll take a cooked version.
Yeah. I like having a glass of water with my artichoke.
I'll take the supplement and the cooked version.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit of a fan of artichokes and asparagus, but all know, our pea never smells that great.
That's right. All right, good to get the down low on that. Thanks so much, Zoe. And you too also, Leah. As I said, great wealth of knowledge. So 131873 is our number. Give us a call to ask them a question now for your health. Next up, what ubiquinol means for our overall health.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Introducing Panadol, a naturally derived pain relief range by the makers of Panadol, Australia's most trusted pain relief brand. Panadol Muscle Pain Relief, with its unique plant-based dual active formula containing curcuminoids and boswellia, helps to relieve muscle pain, aches and soreness. Try Panadol Muscle Pain Relief, 30 capsules available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Panadol Muscle Pain Relief is not suitable for vegetarians. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get BioCeuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131873 is our number. Craig in Epping, good morning.
Morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. Excuse me. I've got a couple of broken ankles at the moment due to diabetic and Charcot. I was just wondering if you got any solution of or any concoction I can use to help mend the broken bones or assist in pain relief or something.
Absolutely. And I'm assuming you've obviously seen a doctor about this first, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Excellent.
I'm currently in plaster at the moment.
Good. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say that to me, Craig. Craig, what I would be looking at is some curcumin with some boswellia for the pain. It's a very good combination. With regards to healing, things like magnesium, calcium, D, K2 are all excellent to promote healing. So certainly something I'd be looking at implementing into your daily regime. Glucosamine's another one. And once again, you're not going to see results straight away with glucosamine. It's a long-term plan. About 1.5 grams of glucosamine daily, I would suggest, would be of benefit. So curcumin, boswellia for the pain, and maybe some glucosamine, calcium and D for that healing process. But I really wish you well. I hope you get better soon, Craig.
And just even if you can do little things like make a smoothie in the morning, put some good quality fish, like even if it's extra virgin olive oil, there's got some huge anti-inflammatories in there as well. But we talk about collagen. It's really important when we are looking at collagen, we're looking at hydrolyzed forms of collagen because they're more absorbable. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that you are healing as effectively and as well as you possibly can. So even a little chalky smoothie, big antioxidants with that cacao, some strawberries, bunging in the morning with a little bit of collagen powder.
All the best with that, Craig. Well, now, mitochondrial health has been hailed as a new frontier in its support of heart health, energy production and male fertility. So it's great to welcome back to the show Dr. Ross Walker, an integrative cardiologist who specialises in both heart and mitochondrial health. Good morning, Dr. Ross.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Zoe. And good morning, Leah.
Now, Ross, mitochondrial health is one of those things where I'd like to tell my friends about it, but then I get a bit lost actually explaining what it is. So can you please tell us what is mitochondrial health and why is it so important?
Well, I think the best analogy here is with a car. So with a car, it doesn't matter what sort of flash car you drive, you need an energy source to make the car work. And the mitochondria are those little fuel packs in the cell that drive the cell. So without the mitochondria, the cell does nothing. So that's basically what a mitochondria is.
It's quite interesting, Ross. When I was reading the intro, we talk so much about heart health, and we've spoken before about, because my dad has pericarditis, and you've got him on the Ubiquitol, and that's really helped. But it spoke a little bit about male fertility, and I see a lot of my clients now who are struggling with fertility. Can you tell me how Ubiquitol impacts that and the link between our mitochondrial energy?
Well, think of it just logically. Those poor little sperm have to do a lot of swimming in their time.
Sure do.
And so they have to have a huge amount of energy to do the swimming they do. So what's happening is as we live in this society where we're bombarded with synthetic chemicals and stress, there's a whole lot of these forever chemicals in the community which completely destroy the cell, the mitochondria. So those poor little sperm just don't swim that well, and they get a little bit abnormal as well. What the ubiquinol does is feed into the mitochondria. So with the mitochondria, just that also needs good nutrition. So one of the reasons we eat and one of the reasons we breathe is so we can stay alive, of course, to quote the VGs. And what happens is that the glucose and the oxygen go through these little series almost like water turbines that create this ATP, which is the energy, and ubiquinol is one of the major drivers of those water turbines within the mitochondria. So, if your sperm doesn't have good mitochondrial energy, it just doesn't work properly, and so it just doesn't swim properly, it doesn't grow properly. So we get all these defective sperm, and so people are getting more infertile as we live in this society.
But it's relevant to all the other cells in our body as well, not just the little sperm that needs all that assistance.
Everything's got mitochondria apart from the red cells. So we must keep all the cells working. I mean, in my field in cardiology, obviously the heart's a pretty strong muscular organ. And if that doesn't have a good mitochondrial supply with ubiquinol, then what's happening is that we can see things like heart failure. And one of the big things in my area is the use of statins. Statin drugs are very important to lower cholesterol for some people, mind you, not for everyone. And if you're on a statin, statins directly affect the way that ubiquinol helps the mitochondria work. And that's why about 10 to 20% of people who get who are on statins get aches and pains in their muscles, stiffness, weakness, cramping. And I put all my patients who are on statins on ubiquinol just to counteract that effect.
Now, ubiquinol is synonymous in pharmacy for energy. We've spoken about that. So can you explain how ubiquinol supports mitochondrial energy?
Yeah, well, as I said before, that what it's doing is driving those water turbines within the mitochondria. So they need to spin around all the time. And one of the major drivers there is ubiquinol.
And it's obviously critical to our overall health, but can we get enough through our diet?
Oh, sure. If you want to have 3 kilos a day of red meat, 1.5 kilos of sardines or 1.5 kilos of broccoli, of course you can get about 100 milligrams of ubiquinol.
And Ross, can you explain to our listeners the difference between ubiquinol and coenzyme Q10? Because often in the pharmacy, they'll come in for their CoQ10 with their statin. Can you explain to the listeners the difference?
Well, it's like saying all dogs are animals, but not all animals are dogs. So coenzyme Q10 is the name for ubiquinone and ubiquinol. But standard CoQ10 is typically ubiquinone, which once it gets into the body has to be metabolized, converted to ubiquinol. And the problem is when we hit 30 and especially when we hit 50, when the hormones go south, what happens is the enzyme, there's an enzyme called diaphorase that converts you from ubiquinone to ubiquinol. That starts to drop off. So you just don't get as much active CoQ10, which is ubiquinol, in your cells, in the mitochondria, to do the job. And that's why I say don't bother with ubiquinone, just take the straight, much stronger ubiquinol.
The active version. Awesome. Thank you.
It hurts me to know that this happens just from ageing.
I'm 45, I feel like it's a ticking time bomb.
Go on, yes.
30 is the peak of our life, and it's all downhill from there. We had the caller just before
no,
I
not.
Came on.
Yes.
We had, no, but it is. We had the caller just before who was talking about his diabetes and his bones. But osteoporosis starts at age 30. Sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle mass, starts at age 30. And that's why we have to really start thinking about our health there, because there are so many things you can do now, like, for example, take ubiquinol, that will keep you much healthier as you go beyond that date of 30.
I love it, because the key is to not be passive in your health, isn't it? Just,
no,
you know,
no,
be empowered.
Absolutely. Yes. Look, there's so many things we can do to maintain our health, our brain vitality, our body vitality as we get older. So people shouldn't say, oh, I'm just getting old and start behaving like that. Do something about it. And what I call say all the time, it's the 80-10-10 rule. 80% is how you look after yourself. 10% if you need medications, take them. And 10% is to have a very good supplement regimen, which in my view, Ubiquinol should be at the top of the list.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Ross. As always, it's great to have you on the show.
Great to talk to you. Thanks, guys.
Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Next up on the show, how to get a good night's sleep.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Relieve sleeplessness with Swiss UltiBoost sleep tablets from Chemist Warehouse. It's formulated with valerian and hops, traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to assist with mind relaxation. Simply take 1 to 2 tablets before bed to support healthy sleeping patterns. Choose Swiss UltiBoost Sleep 100 tablets from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cetaphil at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for Get Nourished, Leah. We are talking magnesium today. Getting sleep. 2 out of 5 of us struggle to sleep well on a regular basis, and magnesium can help.
We spoke last week about magnesium and how it could help improve muscle aches and soreness, but we also discussed magnesium being great at helping to relax the body as well. Now, right at the end of the segment, I mentioned that there was a night blend of magnesium. Now, this blend is specially formulated to relieve muscle tension and for our listeners struggling to get that good night's sleep, support for improved sleeping patterns.
Yeah, I love magnesium. I think we all love magnesium on this show. But I take it every night. I've taken it every night for years. It's particularly helpful with perimenopause, I find, as well. But should some people be taking it and other people not be taking it?
Anyone who needs improved sleep or has had a really stressful and busy day and needs to relax, it's great for active people or people who play sport, particularly to get that muscle relaxation and sleep all in one hit. People who are deficient, they can take it too, but really there's quite a few people that can take magnesium.
When I was growing up, my nana had a, you know, never fail kind of formula for sleep. Are there other things that we can, formulations we can combine with magnesium?
Look, there is. There's a blend that combines magnesium with a hydrolyzed milk protein and glycine to support sleep and relax the body. Now, the magnesium needs to be a well-absorbed one, please, like an Ultramag.
So if we're taking magnesium, should we not be focusing it as much on our diet, or where do we get best bang for our buck?
Look, absolutely. You can get magnesium from green leafy vegetables, legumes, nuts and seeds. But guys, for people who don't always have the time to eat all of these daily, a magnesium supplement's good. It's great. It's a great option.
And how are we taking it?
You can find a night blend, so the night one of magnesium in powder form. Guys, it's vegetarian. It's lemon flavoured. I use it, so I can tell you it's yum. It's really nice. About 1 to 1.5 scoops, say 1/2 hour to 1 hour before bed. It's an awesome product.
And what about things like kids? Should we be giving them magnesium as well?
Yes.
Because my daughter sometimes struggles a little bit with sleep.
Kids can use magnesium. So there are kids' powders. There's also kids' supplements combined with chamomile. You can find them as well. But there is actually a magnesium blended powder for kids.
Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease Night for specially formulated muscle and sleep support found exclusively behind the counter. Ask your pharmacist for Ultra Muscle Ease Night. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. We have time for one more very quick call. Hi there, Gwen in Vaucluse.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Gwen. How are you?
Not good at all. I've got this, I think it's sinus. I've got a runny nose and also, what's it called? I'm spitting up thick white mucus, and at the moment my forehead's very itchy too.
All right. So you said it's clear or white mucus. That's always a good thing. The obvious question is you've done a COVID test, so I'm supposing you've already done that and we've checked that it's not COVID. So for mucus, Gwen, what I would be doing is pop into your local pharmacy and grab a mixture that helps to loosen up the phlegm that's in the throat. That's that's the first thing. And the ingredient I'd like you to look for is bromhexine. Now, bromhexine's great to loosen up mucus and help pass it. 10 mils three times a day is always the dose I recommend. For all the blocked sinuses or mucousy sinuses, never underestimate the power of a good corticosteroid nasal spray. And you can use this, you know, ongoing, if you like, for longer periods of time, particularly now that we're in the middle of spring and those symptoms are more likely. So cortisone nasal spray, try that, but certainly some bromhexine, 10 mils three times a day.
All the best with that, Gwen. Houseofwellness.com.au if you're after more information on anything from today's show, and we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed UltraMag magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
That's all we've got time for today. Zoe, it's been great to have you as always.
Thanks, guys.
Leah, it's been awesome to have you on the show the last 5 weeks. Gerald Quigley is back next week, but thank you, Leah.
No,
you've been
pleasure.
Awesome.
No, thanks for having me, guys. I've had a great time.
And as always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all again next week.